you know, I'm thinking too, you might have higher payments if you've got that other school loan than the $37 a month. So let me pull this back up. So just to give you some options here, the lowest income driven plan I'm showing is $108 a month. There is a graduated plan, and what that does is it increases every 2 years over a 10-year time period, and eventually getting much higher. So sometimes if you don't have any other options, that can be a plan to provide you with a lower payment temporarily, and then you can always switch back to a standard plan, which is, I'm sure, probably what you're on now. But the graduated plan is estimating $63 a month. The other thing is, Nicholas, is if you could pull out pay stubs from the last couple of months and take a look, you might find that, you know, the month that you didn't have the OT you've recently had might be a little lower. And if you can look at your gross income for the year, the income-driven plan application actually has a calculator. If you'd like, I can send that to you, and you can take a look at the figures you have. But just wanted to make sure you realize that that forbearance is limited. It's a really good safety net to kind of hold on to in the future.
Well, we can.
And I think it's fine to use right now. I just talk to so many borrowers that are out of forbearance and they end up defaulting. So I'd just like to kind of remind people.
Well, you want to try. We can do 4 months then, or however much you recommend it first.
And what I would do is maybe put on your calendar about a month before it expires, giving you a heads up, and you can reevaluate your situation at that time. And then also you know when you're going back into repayment. And hold on to your number. Let us know if we can help you at all in the future. We'd be more than happy to. We are a free service provider.
Yeah, I'll definitely save it down so I'll have it. Okay.
Yeah.